by amazing grace. We are saved by amazing grace. We are saved by amazing grace and not of works, lest any man should boast. I'm still amazed that grace saved a wretch like me. I'm still amazed that amazing grace passes or provides a peace that passes all understanding. I'm still amazed that amazing grace can cause crippled legs to walk, cause blinded eyes to see, and deaf ears to hear. I'm still amazed that amazing grace will lead me beside the still waters. I'm still amazed that amazing grace can turn trouble in my way to a peace that passes all understanding. And here's what's really amazing. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days. Did y'all hear me? I said we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun. Amen. I'm still amazed, amazingly amazed by amazing grace. Isn't it awesome to think, as Brother Milton prayed, that God himself came down into this world and went to a cross that we might be saved. That's still an amazing story. Amen. If you have your personal copy of the world's bestseller, I want to call your attention to the Gospel according to Luke. The chapter is 6. And I want to begin reading at the 46th verse. Luke chapter 6, and I want to read to the end of this chapter. If you have that, say amen. And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. He's like a man which built a house and dig deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that is without a foundation, built an house upon the earth, against which the stream did vehemently and it beat vehemently, and immediately it fell. And the ruin of that house was great. I like to read verse 48 again. He is like a man which built an house and dig deep, laid the foundation on a rock. When the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. Using that text, I want to talk to you this morning in an encouraging way from the subject, don't be afraid to dig deep. Don't be afraid to dig deep. Out of all the speakers that have ever spoken, there has never been a speaker like Jesus. Out of all the preachers that had ever preached, there has never been a preacher like Jesus. Out of all the teachers that had ever taught, there has never been a teacher like Jesus. He spoke as one having authority. And all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge are in Jesus. Concerning Jesus, we might say, all the depths of the riches, both of the wisdom and the knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments, his ways past finding out. For who have known the mind of the Lord, or who hath been his counselor? Who have first given unto him, and it shall be recompensed unto him again, for of him, glory, hallelujah, and to him, and through him are all things. I'll tell you, nobody can teach like Jesus. Nobody can preach like Jesus. Nobody can speak like Jesus. Who knows more about life than Jesus? Who knows more about laying up for yourselves treasures in heaven than Jesus? Who knows more about the abundant life and abundant living than Jesus? Jesus made it clear that one day, brothers and sisters, the reality is we got to leave this world. Amen. Yes, ma'am, and yes, sir. Sooner or later, we're going to have to get up out of here. And the reality is that we cannot take anything with us. We're going out of the world. We brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out of the world. But I'm so glad this morning that even though you can't take nothing out, you can send some ahead. You can lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. And I would advise you to pay attention to what he said about laying up treasures for yourself in heaven. Now in this message, don't be afraid to dig deep. I want to talk about two things. And the first thing I want to talk about is, don't be afraid to dig deep. And the second point will be some key areas in which we need to dig deep. Amen. Jesus has something to say, and if we will hear him, he will help us. Let me say it again. I said Jesus has something to say, and if we will hear him, he will help us. Amen. Amen. Because he is interested in helping us. All right. So he that hath ears to hear, let him hear what Jesus has to say. Amen. Amen. Because who knows more about the living equation than our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ? It is not enough to simply call him Lord, Lord. Right. It is not enough to give him personal accolades. It is not enough to honor him with our lips. It is not enough to give him sanctified lip service. But we must hear and do. And that's the equation for a great life. If you want to be blessed in life, you got to learn two things. You got to hear and you got to do. When you put hearing and doing together, that equals obedience. Yes, and the result of obedience is blessedness. If you want to be blessed, learn those two things. Hear what he says, do what he says. That equals obedience. And when you obey God, then the blessings of God come upon your life. And so in order to help us Jesus uses a technique we're all familiar with. It's called the comparative technique. From time to time, Jesus would use comparisons. Comparison means to examine two people or two things to see the similarities and the differences between them. And Jesus from time to time would use the comparative technique. For example, in Luke 18, he said, two men went up to the temple to pray. You look at those two men that went up to the temple to pray, and you find one man you shouldn't follow, another man you should follow. In the parable of the builders, he talked about two builders. One builder built upon a rock, another builder built upon the earth or the sand. Is that correct? So we use the comparative technique all the time. We compare people. Amen. Hello, lights. We compare cars. My car better than your car. I mean, better than your car. We compare houses. We compare churches. We compare religions. Is that all right? We compare careers. We are comparing all of the time. And from a grammatical standpoint, when we use degrees in denoting adjectives and adverbs, we use what is called the positive degree. We use what is called the comparative degree. And we use what is called the superlative degree. And we say sometimes good, better, and best. Because we're always using the comparative technique. Hello? We might say, well, that school is better than that school. Or we might say, that's the best school. We ain't just looking for a good deal, are we? We're looking for a better deal. And of course, we're looking for the best deal. Would that be correct to say? That I'm looking for the best deal. Now, Jesus now, in his parabolic genius, he talks about architecture and construction. Architecture is the science and the art of constructing buildings. That's what architects do. They use the science and the art of constructing buildings. And construction is the process of the method used in the building process. So Jesus in his parabolic genius talks about two men. And these two men represent two classes of people. One man decided to build a house. Do you know how to build a house? Do you know how to build a life? Hello? Do you know what goes into building a life that will stand the test of time and the time of eternity? Sometime in life we all make mistakes. Hello? And to say you don't make them, that's a mistake. Hello? He talked about this man. He said, if you hear my saying and do them, I will show you whom you are like. We all need to know who we are like. A lot of folks say, I want to be like Mike. Come on, preacher. Mike who? Michael Jordan. Well, Mike old now. Hello? Right. But we ought to have somebody saying, I want to be like Jesus. Yes, sir. I want to be like Jesus. Amen. And so he said that I'm going to show you who or whom you are like. You hear my saying and do them, you are like a man that built a house. And then he said, he dug deep. He went down till he found a rock. And when he found the rock, he didn't start to build it until he found the rock. The man dug deep. Went on down and then he found the rock. And when he found the rock, that's when he laid the foundation. And from the foundation, he then erected the edifice. And so in life, you need to go down deep until you find the rock. When you strike the rock, and when you strike it, you ought to build on it. Amen. Is that all right?
It's all right, preacher.
That man wasn't afraid to dig deep. Amen. And then he talked about this master teacher, talked about in the parable, and the floods came. And that denotes in life the overwhelming situations that come to all of our lives.
Right.
Yes, ma'am, and yes, sir, sometimes life can be overwhelming.
Amen.
He said the stream beat vehemently. Vehemently means with force and vigor. When something beats vehemently, it is beating with force and vigor. He said that the floods came and the streams beat upon that house, but they could not shake it because it was founded on a rock. You see, that man went down till he struck the rock. Brother White, and when he found the rock, that's when he began to build his life. Is that all right?
It's all right?
And when the floods came and the stream beat vehemently upon the house, it could not shake it. The force was great, but it could not shake it.
All right.
I'm going through something, preacher. I'm having a hard time, but the question is it shaking you? Is it shaking you? Sometime you can be overwhelmed. Brother Wild, would you run over to 1 Timothy chapter 6. I want you to read verse 9. But sometimes things in life can overwhelm you. Amen. Sometimes in life things can be overwhelming. Sometimes sickness can be overwhelming. I wish I had somebody. Sometimes a financial setback can be overwhelming. Hello? Sometimes when you lose somebody you show enough love, that can be overwhelming. Lose your job, that can be overwhelming. You flunk out of a program, that can be overwhelming. Sometimes things can happen to you that seems to overwhelm you. What does 1 Timothy 6, 9 say? Read it, Brother Wyatt. But they that will be rich
fall into temptation.
You see, ain't nothing wrong with being rich, but there are some precautions and warnings you must understand as you move up the ladder of financial prosperity. Amen. Everybody can't handle being rich. Everybody can't handle being poor. I mean poor. Is that all right? But there are some particular warnings in scripture that God addresses to rich people. And rich is a relative term.
Right, preacher.
Hello? Yeah. Because we're rich to people living in third world countries.
Talk, sir.
Hello? Yeah. You might say you poor because you only got one Cadillac.
Look out.
You poor because you're down to one computer and one color TV. You poor. Is that all right?
Right.
Well, the man in the third world country will see you as being rich. Read it, Brother Wyatt. What does it say?
But they that will be rich.
They that will
fall into temptation.
Fall into temptation.
And a snare.
And a snare. That's a trap.
And into many foolish.
And to many foolish.
And hurtful looks.
And hurtful desires.
Which
people will do some of the amazing things to get rich.
Amen.
Mm? That's right.
Right.
Read.
Which
men. And there it is, which drown men. And you know, when a person drowns, he's overwhelmed.
That's right.
That was a great swimmer. One day, and he was a great swimmer, perhaps an Olympian type swimmer, and went out on a swimming expedition and got way out from land, and he caught some cramps. And because of that, he drowned. That is, the water overwhelmed him. And sometime in life, things can be overwhelmed. And the question is, will it shake you? You're going through something? Amen.
Amen.
Life is a school, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
And we in class every day.
Every day.
Learning some lessons about life. Learning some lessons about yourself. Amen. Because each day is a new adventure. It's a new blessing from God, but some new insights, new developments take place with the arrival of each day. Overwhelm them. Drown them in what, Brother Wyatt?
In destruction.
In destruction.
And perdition.
Perdition means punishment in hell. It means punishment in hell. And believe me, if you wind, when it's all said and done, if we wind up in hell, that's going to be overwhelming. Hello?
Amen.
That's going to be overwhelming. So Jesus talks about, he talks about architecture, he talks about construction, and I'm reminded of a story I heard that I think it makes a significant point. And that story, one day there was a builder who employer. And one day the employer commissioned him to build a house. And after he commissioned him, he went on a long journey. And so the builder began to build, and he started at the job, and he said, well, he began to cut corners and started to use an inferior and second-rate material in the house, and he reasoned with himself, nobody's going to see it. I'm going to cover this up. Nobody never know. Nobody will be the wiser. And so he finished the house, and the employer came back. And after he finished the house, the employer said to him, Bill, because of your faithfulness through the years, the house you built is yours.
My goodness.
Amen.
Amen.
Be careful how you build your house.
Amen.
Be careful about the ingredients you put in your house. Because the house you build is yours. The life you build is yours.
Amen.
Now, in this parable, he talked about another builder. I will show you to whom he's like. The person who hears Jesus but does not obey Jesus is like somebody as well. He's like a man who built a house upon the earth. He didn't go down deep till he struck the rock. In fact, he did no digging at all. He simply built the house upon the earth. See, some people, as they live life, are mindless and thoughtless and shallow and superficial. Just living superficially. You don't think deep about life and about where life is, what life is all about. To some folk, life is just one party after another.
Talk, sir.
Sort of like when we hung out at the club. Y'all feeling this?
Come on, preacher, talk to us.
And we left one club and got mad because the man had the clothes. And went trying to find another club instead of going home.
All right, preacher.
Life is more than just a party. Is that all right?
Amen.
This man did not do any digging. He simply built his house upon the earth. No foundation. But watch what happens. Challenges come to all. If you're saved or unsaved, you face challenges in life. It said that the stream, the flood came, the stream beat vehemently upon that house. And in this case, it fell, which literally means it fell together. In other words, it collapsed. The house collapsed. The life collapses. People commit suicide. Life collapsing. People moving from one bad decision to another. Life collapsing.
Amen.
Is that all right? The stream, dude, in this case, not only did it shake it, it destroyed it. Let me tell you something. It is always a tragedy when a human life is ruined. It is always a bad situation when a human being loses the battle of life. That's big. And Jesus said the house fell and the ruin of it was great. I want to tell you something. You are made for greatness. You were created for greatness. You were created for so much. And unfortunately, some people receive so little, even though they are created for so much. Amen. So Jesus said, but this man refused to dig deep. I want to ask you a question. Are you digging deep in your life? Or are you just on the surface?
Come on, talk to us, preacher.
Here's my second and final point. Key areas in which we need to dig deep. You know, Adam Clark, a great scholar, put it this way. He said, a true sign of wisdom is when you complete your building of salvation. When you're trying every day to work out your salvation, trying to make your calling and your election sure. That's digging deep. And you can't complete your building of salvation if you don't do some quality thinking. Hello? You gotta dig deep. And see, one clue that you're digging deep is that you're always seeking to understand, and you're always trying to increase your learning, and you're always trying to improve the quality of your thinking. I'm going to talk more about that as I move to a conclusion. And one key way of digging deep is you say to the Lord, be with me, Lord. I cannot live without you. I dare not try to take one step alone. I cannot bear, Lord, the loads of life unaided. I need your strength to lean myself upon. That's digging deep. When you think you can handle it all by yourself, you're being shallow and superficial. And let me tell you something. Sooner or later, and this gets deep. This is pretty deep. This is a pretty deep point here. At least I think so. Sooner or later, life is going to expose all of us. Life is going to determine and expose whether I have been wise or foolish in my living. Hello? Sooner or later, life is going to expose whether the choices I've made, the behavior I have engaged in, whether it's been wise or whether it's been foolish. Now, it may seem like, even though I may be living shallow, mindlessly and superficially, it may seem like everything gonna be all right, but life has a way, the future has a way of catching up with you. Sometimes you think the future is way off, but you know, the future is today. I'm determining my future by my choices that I make today. And either in my future, I'm going to be profoundly happy, or I'm going to have profound regret. And it all depends upon whether I dug deep. Amen. It's going to determine what my future is going to be. So the question is, am I digging deep? You see, don't be afraid to dig deep. Don't be afraid to dig deep. Go down till you strike the rock. And that rock is Jesus. And when you find that rock, build your life on Jesus. Is that all right? He's the rock that is higher than I. He's a solid foundation. Don't we say on Christ the? He's solid, y'all. The solid rock I stand, all the ground is simply sinking, slipping, flimsy, unreliable sand. Let me, as I conclude, let me give you some key areas in which we ought to dig deep. Can I do that as I drop this, conclude this lesson? That's number one, we should dig deep in understanding. Dig deep in understanding. The wise man said, of all you're getting, get understanding. Now, scholars debate the first part of this text. What does it mean? Wisdom is the principal thing of all that getting, get understanding. Either he's saying one or two things. He's either saying that the beginning is wisdom, or the beginning of wisdom is getting wisdom. Did you get that? Let me say it again. Either he's saying, number one, the beginning is wisdom, or wisdom is, the beginning of wisdom is getting wisdom. So what he's saying is this, watch this. What he's saying is this, is to get wisdom, you don't have to be smart. You don't need brains to get wisdom. You don't need an opportunity to get wisdom. Guess what you need? You need decision. If you want it, come and get it. That's what he's saying. If you want it, come and get it. Do you want it? If you want it, come on and get it. Haven't you made mistakes in life because you didn't have the level of understanding that you needed? Of all you're getting, do what? Here's a second area we need to dig deeper, and that's in service. Service. Amen? Now, Jesus said the way to greatness is through service. You don't become great by bragging about yourself. You don't become great by bragging about your skill sets. You become great by serving others. And so if when you give the best of your service, the world that the Savior's come, be not dismayed if men don't believe you. He'll understand. He'll say, well done. And everybody can be great because everybody can serve. Everybody in this church can be great because everybody can serve. And we ought to dig deeper in service. This world is messed up because we got so many selfish folks in it. Hello? And this world gets better when selfishness to selflessness. Now, if the Lord allow me to see next Sunday, I'm going to preach a lesson entitled, Don't Get Caught Up in You. Don't get caught up in you. That's going to be my sermon next Sunday, if I see next Sunday. Hello? Because I ain't got to see next Sunday. And you ain't either. Is that all right? And then there's a third thing we ought to dig deeper in. Amen. And that's love. Al Green and Anna Lennox said, put a little love in your heart. Boy, I like that song. Put a little love in your heart. Yeah, I like that. I like that, Jay. Well, if love is blind, hate can't see no better. If love is weak, hate is no stronger. But love is the more excellent way, and if we could find a way to love each other, you ain't got to love everything somebody does, like everything somebody does, in order to love them. Hello? We need to dig deep, go on down deep, and strike the rock of love. That's what's wrong with this world. Too much hate. Too many folks drinking Haterade instead of Gatorade. Haterade instead of lemonade. Haterade instead of limeade. That's what's wrong with this world. We need more love. Dig deep. Don't be afraid to dig deep. Just see how much you can love the Lord. Don't be afraid to dig deep and see how much you can love your brothers and sisters in Christ.
Don't be afraid. You see the problem? Well, I ain't gonna love you. You ain't loving me. I ain't gonna love you. But you gotta dig deep. God so loved the world. What did he do? He gave. And then here's another one. We should dig deep in obedience. Dig. Don't be shallow about obedience. Don't do as less as you can. Do as much as you can. And dig deep in the obedience of priorities by putting first things first in your life. Amen. Put God first in your life. Amen. Put the things of God first in your life. Don't be afraid to dig deep when it comes down to seeking first the kingdom. Does that make sense? Here's another one. Don't be afraid to dig deep in faithfulness. God places a great value on faithful people. We need faithful people. Jesus said, "Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give you a crown of life." Didn't he say that? And then he said in Timothy, "Commit the work of the church into the hands of what kind of men? Faithful men and women." We need faithful people. Is that all right? So don't be afraid. Dig deep. Some people are on the surface of faithfulness. Some people are on the surface of love. Some people are on the surface of obedience. Some people are on the surface of understanding. But don't be afraid. Go on down deep. Dig deep. Don't be afraid to dig deep. Go on down. Go on down in faithfulness. And then don't be afraid to dig deep in thinking. Dig deep in your thought processes. You ought to be saved. Eminem Koo said, "In every day and every way, I'm getting better and better. I am blessed. I'm being blessed, and I shall be blessed." And let me tell you something. You ought to dig deep in thinking. Because as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Is that right? And I'm going to tell you something. We can do a better job of thinking with a renewed mind rather than a conformed mind. Let's go to Romans 12, 2, Brother Wyatt, quickly as we wrap this thing up. I can do better thinking if I renew my mind. Huh? Instead of letting the world bend my mind into this mold. You ain't careful, the Illuminati will bend your mind into his mold.
Talk, preacher.
Hello? They want a piece of your mind. Everybody trying to get a piece of your mind. There's a concept called positioning that marketers and advertisers that people understand. If I can get my ad in your mind, the possibility is you will do business with me. You see, Winston tastes good. See that right there? See that right there? And you ain't seen that in so long, but you still got it, ain't you? Amen. You in hands with got a piece of your mind.
Yes,
got a piece of your mind. Is that all right?
Right,
ain't nothing like the there you go, they got a piece of your mind. We need that same, when scriptures are quoted, we need to be able to just go right to it. Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Go on down deep in your thinking process. Don't be shallow and petty and superficial.
All right.
And when you go down, you see, the only way you're going to know whether Christianity works for you, you got to go down deep. Read Romans 12, 2 from as we conclude.
And be not conformed.
Be not conformed.
To this world.
To this world.
Be ye transformed.
But be ye transformed. There it is. Conformity versus transformity, if I can use that term. Transform, conformity versus transformation. But be ye transformed how? By the renewing of your mind. For what purpose? Here it is. That you may prove.
What is that good?
That you may prove. See, I know Sister Blasson can cook. Nobody got to tell me that. I know that myself. I proved it. You know how I proved it? Like Dr. Evans said, he's a one time. He went to dinner and folks said to him, about the food. He said about the fact. He said, told Dr. Evans, you can't cook. That. He said, I know when you can't cook either. See, I know she can cook. You know how I know she can cook? I proved it. If Phyllis cooks a chocolate cake and puts it on the table but forgot to put the sugar in it, Lord have mercy. Phyllis, don't you be mad at me. This is an illustration, girl. Right. Look how she's looking at me, Faye. See how she's looking at me? Brother Wyatt, go back there and sit by. See how she's looking at me, Brother Wyatt?
Right.
Let me hurry up and get through with this. I'm a rush, Phyllis. Amen. Amen. And she cooks the cake and she decorates it, but she forgot to put the sugar in. But she puts the cake on the table and you look at it and you say, that cake sure looks good.
Amen.
How you gonna prove it? You gotta taste it.
Yes, sir.
How you gonna know whether Christianity really works for you? Now, you've tried sin. You've tried that.
Amen.
You done tried lying, cheating, fornication, adultery, backstabbing.
Come on, preacher. Help us out now.
Unfaithfulness.
Yeah.
Preach, Mars. How you gonna know whether this works? Since Blasson can cook, you know how I know? Because I tasted it. It was good. I know God's way works because I've been digging deep. I'm going on down till I strike the rock.
Yes, sir.
When I strike the rock, that's when I'm going to lay the foundation.
Amen.
For my life. And when the storms of life come, I will be able to stand. Yes, I've been hit hard by life.
Amen.
But I'm still holding on.
Still holding on.
Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
I've been knocked down, but I'm
still
holding on.
Holding on.
Sometimes I'm up, sometimes I'm down, sometimes it seems as if I'm level to the ground. But I'm
still.
Because I went down, Brother Ben. Down till I struck the rock.
Yes, sir.
And that rock is Jesus.
Jesus.
I've tried the other life, but I found this life. Lord have mercy, it works.
It works
for me. Is that all right? Just want to be a child of God. It works for me.
Amen.
That you may prove what is that
good.
And acceptable.
And perfect.
Will.
And the only way you're going to be able to do it, you got to go on down. Go on down till you strike the rock. When you strike the rock, then begin to build your life on the teaching of Jesus. And you will find out that his will is good. It's acceptable. And it's perfect. But you'll never know if you're building on the sand. You got to go on down. Don't be afraid to dig deep. And I'm going to my seat, but let me tell you this. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. I don't think y'all heard me. I said, can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody teach me like Jesus.
Yes,
and I want to say, Master,
teach me
Master, teach me. Is that all right? Teach me, Lord, how to go on down deep till I strike the rock. Is that all right?
Yes, sir.
Lord, teach me why I need to dig deep. Lord, teach me why or how I need to dig deep. Is that all right? And the Lord will say, sometimes in life, storms come. Is that all right? Sometime a cloud may get into a melancholy mood. Sometime condensation might have a nervous breakdown. Is that all right? Sometime angry winds roar. Sometime torrential rains descend. Sometime sweeping, swirling floodwaters rise and they beat vehemently upon your house. Is that all right? And the question is, will the storm shake your house? Will the storm shake your life? Will the storm wreck your life? Will the storm ruin your life? Is that all right? Oh, I got some good news for you. Is that all right? And the good news is, if you go down till you find a rock, is that all right? The storm won't shake your life. The storm won't wreck your life. The storm won't destroy your life. Because Jesus, he's the rock of my salvation. Is that all right? A man shall be as a hiding place from the wind and a covert from the tempest. Is that all right? As rivers of water in a dry place and the shadow of a great rock in a weary land. Is that all right? Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Is that all right? On Christ the solid rock I stand. Oh, the ground, glory to God. Ain't nothing but sinking sand. Is that all right? Oh, Lord, let me go down. Help me to go down. Oh, I want to go down till I strike the rock. When I strike that rock, oh Lord, I want to
build
my life upon that rock. Is that all right? And oh, life may rock, it may reel, but I found a rock and I'm going to stand on that rock. Is that all right? That's why I'm trying to obey, because I want to stand on that rock. And when I do, I can say there's much to do. There's work on every hand. The cry for help comes ringing through the land. Jesus calls for reapers. I must active be. Here am I. Oh, Master, send me. And when you find a rock, I said, when you find a rock, you're ready to say, Lord, here am I. Here am I. Here am I. Send me. Here are my hands. Send me. Here are my feet. Send me. Here are my eyes. Send me. Here is my mouth. Send me. Is that all right? Lord, help me to go on down. Go on down till I find that rock. And when I find it, build on it. Build your hopes on things eternal. Yeah. Hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on to God's unchanging hand.
Yes.
As Brother Rutledge would sing, all the preachers ought to hold to his hand.
Yes,
all the mothers ought to hold to his hand.
Yes.
All the fathers ought to hold to his hand. All the teachers ought to hold to his hand. All the children ought to hold to his hand. Build your hope on things eternal. Go on down. Go on down. Down deep until you find the rock. And when you find, build your life on it. That's what I'm trying to do. I want to encourage you. Don't be shallow. Don't be superficial. Go on down deep and live a great life.
That's all right,
and when this life is over, you walk into glory. I tell you, that is sure enough some good news. Would you stand, please? That's the message this morning. If you're living on the quicksand of life, amen. And sometimes life is like quicksand. I remember Sister Smith watching those Tarzan movies. I remember old Cheetah, Jane, and man, Tarzan could talk to those elephants. Man, Tarzan get to hollering, all of them come. But I remember in those movies, they had a thing called quicksand. And you think you're standing on something solid, but that quicksand will take you down. And life can be like quicksand. It will take you down. But you need to, don't you stop until you go on down and you strike the rock for your life. You owe that to yourself. Strike the rock. And when you find the rock, and here it is right here, build your life on it. Amen. Strive to do better. And want to be better. Amen. That's what it's all about. Amen. Well, Brother Moss, I heard you, and I want to know, what do I need to do to be saved? You hear the gospel, how Christ died for you. That's rock solid. He was buried. He rose again to 30. That's rock solid. Believe that with all of your heart. Repent of your sins. Confess his highly exalted name. His name is the dome of all vocal grandeur. And then you immerse or baptize in water for the remission of your sin. And when you go down in that water, you're going down into that water. In fact, you go down to that water till you find the rock. And when you find the rock, you'll find the blood. And you come up out of that water. Nothing down, keep on shouting. Is that all right? Otherwise, you're just living on the quicksand of life. Don't be like the man that, and everyone else today, are either like the man on the rock or we like the man on the sand. Everybody here today, make no mistake about it. Amen. And so when you do that, you can sing this song. I want Jesus to walk with me. I want Jesus to walk with me. All along my pilgrim journey, I want Jesus to walk with me.